It is party time, Mom. Welcome to another episode of the Chad Prather Show, the all-new improved. I don't know if it's improved or not. I think it is. Studio 22. We got more room for activities, that's for sure. If you missed my Facebook Live this morning, go check it out. It's on my Facebook page. I showed you kind of some around behind-the-scenes kind of things, and it's some pretty cool stuff. I got some stuff to get off my chest today, Chris. I got some stuff that I want to talk to you about that I think if you just listen to me for a minute, it's going to piss you off, all right? It's going to piss you off. It's going to make you want to do something. 14 days to flatten the curb. You remember that? 14 days to flatten the curb. That was the deal. It was all bullshit. I saw right through it. I said it over and over and over again. Now, look where we are because of the indifference of good men. We backed away when the protests started. We backed away when we were called racist, bigot, supremacists because we're conservatives or constitutionalists. We did nothing when the Department of Homeland Security labeled and identified veterans as the highest potential threat to America. They called us domestic terrorists, you crazy parents out there. We did nothing when they attacked us in the streets. We did nothing while they destroyed our monuments and erased and changed our history. We did nothing while they've indoctrinated our children in his public school system. We've done nothing when big media and big tech turned into a propaganda machine bent on sowing the seeds of division and hate. We did nothing when they tampered with our elections. We did nothing when they abandoned our people and our allies and Americans in Afghanistan. Now, here we are. Complete failure of a president dictates to us what we can do and what we can't do. A deadly winter. You got to quarantine. You got to stay away from other people. You got to do this. You got to do that. It comes down to coercion and the demands of administration, an administration that is not for you. They don't care about you. When are we going to finally stand up and do something? Well, probably never. The reason is because we're too scared to do a damn thing. They have us under the tyrannical thumbs. Look at all the crap they've been peddling for years now. On just health, technology, all the things they've used to scare us. In 2000, Y2K was going to destroy civilization. In 2001, we were all going to die from anthrax. In 2002, West Nile virus was going to kill us all. In 2003, SARS was going to wipe us out. In 2005, it was the bird flu we were worrying about. In 2006, E. coli was definitely going to get us. In 2008, none of us were going to survive the market collapse. In 2009, it was swine flu that was going to kill us. In 2012, the Mayan calendar ran out. Remember that? The end was at hand. In 2013, North Korea was going to start World War III. In 2014, none of us were going to survive the outbreak of Ebola. In 2015, Donald Trump was going to get us into a war with the entire world. In 2016, if the Zika virus didn't kill us, then ISIS would. In 2018, it was climate change that was shutting us down. In 2020 to present day, of course, you know, it was the novel coronavirus and all of its subsequent variants that had our number. The only thing that has remained the same through all of this is fear. Fear is what's killing us all, and now they're using it to control us. So turn off the television, not this show, by the way, because I'm telling you the truth, but turn off the mainstream media, turn off the legacy media, and live your life. Stop living in fear. Look at the garbage they spewed about the safety during the holidays. Just the last few weeks, they wanted you to worry about a virus that takes a test to know if you've even got it, and it's got a 99.8% recovery rate. Then they want to limit your liberty, reduce your contact with other people, and you can't gather with family for your holidays or any other get-together, any other thing, whether it's a marriage, a funeral, whatever it may be. How about no? I choose to live dangerously. Look, during the holidays, I drank wild turkey and hung Christmas lights on a 20-foot extension ladder. I had breakfast at a Waffle House. That's danger. I didn't shower. I've only had one shower this year. My dog licked my face more than once. I cooked my turkey to medium well. Listen, we dogpiled grandma and then tried to kill her by piling on her grumpy ass, but since she claims to be all right with the Lord, we were doing her a favor. We partied like it was the revival of the Spanish flu and the Black Plague rolled into one. We delivered smallpox-infested blankets to the homeless. Don't tell me what to do! Folks, I've taken a permanent holiday from these unconstitutional, improper, dictatorial, tyrannical, imperialistic, communist, Gretchen Whitmer, greasy Gavin Newsom, despotic, un-American lockdowns. You come to my house, I'm licking your face first thing. You can lick me back. All of you that have so much to live for, you're kidding yourselves. If you were that important, you wouldn't spend every waking second getting offended by humor on social media. Drink the Kool-Aid, hide in your safe space, but don't put your guilt trip on me. I'm an adult. I know how to be responsible. I can cover a cough, wash my hands, wipe my ass, sneeze in a handkerchief without the help of your edicts or guidelines from on high. We need a break from the ridiculous rules that have done exactly nothing. If masks work, then why do you need to lock yourself up in hiding like Quasimodo? If shutdowns work, then why didn't they last? The last one flatten the curve? Why are we reporting infection rates instead of fatality rates? Why aren't we listing what else was wrong with someone when they die? John weighed 350 pounds. He ate bacon and had seven meals a day. He had COPD and he smoked three packs every single day. But COVID was what was killing him with a cardiac arrest. Okay, Dr. Science Guy. Okay. Anyway. Get your butts together with the people you love and enjoy. If you're sick or scared, then treat it like the flu. You've had it before. Curse the Chinese government with every other breath. And remember that there are asshats in America that want you bowed down with your neck under their iron boot. We fought the American Revolution for far less than what's happening in America today. Stay constitutional, my friends. And that's what I got to say about that. I'm tired of our rights being stepped on, walked on. People are lined up down the street to go get a test over an illness they don't even know if they have it. Give you a shocker, Chris. Give you a shocker. Yesterday, I took a COVID test. I was negative. I just want to shove something up my nose. I just wanted to do it. No, I saw a friend who, because of their work, they have to take a COVID test every 2 weeks. One of those lollipop popsicle. Whatever you call it, you stick the thing, you fold it over. Doesn't report to anybody. I said, give me one of those. I want to see what all the fuss is about. I want to see if, like, it triggered an orgasmic response at the base of my brain when I stuck it up my nose. Like, I want to know what is so good about these COVID tests that everybody's lined up down the street, piling on top of each other to get one. I want to see what was so great about it. I didn't have an orgasm. I didn't have one. I want one, but I didn't have one. And, I was negative. I was just like pissed off. I was like, why is it everybody gets it and I can't get it? What am I missing out on here? Absolute insanity. Insanity. But I'm glad to be with you guys. I am. You know what? And I'm telling you, we're gonna keep hitting it hard on this show. We're going to come at it. I told you guys the other day we're going to start doing, and we don't know when, in the upcoming weeks, we're going to do an overtime episode every week. You can get it at blazetv.com. You can go to blazetv.com/Chad, or you can go to a new website, chadnude.com. Chadnude.com. Or if you want to go merch shopping, you see it right there on your screen, chadonblaze.com. And you can use promo code CHAD20 for 20% off. You would think that we would just go ahead and reduce everything that we have by 20%, right? We don't do that. We're capitalists. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of people hiding. I'm tired of people being scared of each other. I'm tired of people acting like morons. I'm tired. Like, Dr. Fauci, how in the hell is Dr. Fauci, how does he have time to do any doctoring or any investigations or any scientific studies if he's on news media 10 times a day? Like, tell me what, I mean, the guy is regurgitating the same crap that he wants you to believe. Anthony Fauci is not in a lab somewhere in a white coat, in a hazmat suit, masked up and gloved up, you know, antiseptic oozing from his pores. He's not in a lab somewhere researching as a virologist the stuff that's going on with this novel coronavirus, Megatron Factor 10. He's not doing that. So how in the hell does he know what to get on television and tell you to believe? He's not on the front lines. He's a crap doctor. Everybody knows that. He killed people with the AIDS virus. He killed a whole generation of people in Africa. Do your research. And we're sitting there listening, just lapping up this moron. He's irrelevant. Isn't he like 100 years old? Why didn't God take him? Why did God take Betty White? Why Betty White? There's other people that need to go. Fauci. I don't wish any harm on... Actually, I do. Like, some people just need to just drink the arsenic and be done. This guy, highest paid government official out there. And don't forget the millions and millions and millions of dollars he makes on the side because he can. And he does.
By the way, Chad, did you see that he is on track for an annual retirement payout up to $350,000 annually?
$350,000 for doing what? For doing what? He's not doing any research. That's for sure. He's running his mouth. He's on the media. I don't don't want to say somebody is just the face of evil, but I truly believe Anthony Fauci is that guy. Like, he is the face of evil. Bill Gates ain't far behind. Both these guys wear the mark of the beast. You can't, I mean, just, I'm just telling you, they're evil, pure evil. God, my hair looks fantastic. Kayla, I don't know why. Just a new year, new me. People are asking me, are you not wearing the hat anymore? I can put it on. I can take it off. I wanted to see how good the lighting could be in here in this new studio. And I think it looks good. I think it looks good. There are people who say, it doesn't look any different from it, because with this angle, it's the same, basically. I think that window back there, is that new? Has that always been there? No kidding. Shows you what I know. But you can't see that side of the studio. That side of the studio, we're going to put a news desk in. And that's where I'm really going to get wild. Going to get crazy. We got room for activities in here. What do I want to talk about? I just get fired up. I'm so sick. I'm on Telegram, right? And you can follow me there, Chad Prather channel on Telegram. Post all kind of crazy stuff over there. And yes, you can go to chadnude.com. It will take you to Blaze TV. There is no other governor candidate out there with the word nude in their web address. But you can do that. Chadnude.com. Sign up, because we're going to be doing overtime. That's my OnlyFans, chadnude.com. I don't know if I'm getting credit for it now. Hopefully the executives are doing this. But I want this show to be responsible for 100,000 Blaze subscriptions this year. Come on. Come on. Let's do it. 100,000. But you got to do it at chadnude.com. Every subscription to Blaze TV at chadnude.com, you will receive a picture of Chris Cruz naked. That could be weird. I don't know. I mean, Crowder's got his mug club, all this kind of stuff. We really need to come up with a club. Anyway, so I don't know what Trump was going to announce January 6th. I thought it was a poor time to make any kind of press announcement, but they were going to bring in the satellite trucks at Mar-a-Lago, the whole thing. And he announced, I didn't know if he was going to announce he's running for president. I didn't know if he was going to in some way commemorate the January 6th thing. I'm sick of hearing the phrase January 6th, because January 6th is not the same as 9/11. It's not. I'm going to do a full, against my better judgment, I'm going to do a full, you know, segment on this January 6th bullshit is what it is. Just because you got to, I mean, call it the QAnon riots or whatever you want to call it, but those people don't represent me. Nobody involved in the January 6th thing represent me. All right? Nobody. But I am not going to sit here and say that it was some kind of mass conservative conspiracy takedown plan of the government. The dude was wearing buffalo horns, for crying out loud, and didn't have a shirt on. 7 degrees in Washington. I don't even know. But Trump said he's not going to do it. He said he's canceled his upcoming January 6th press conference in light of the total bias and dishonesty of the January 6th unselect committee of Democrats, two failed Republicans, and the fake news media. I'm canceling the January 6th press conference at Mar-a-Lago on Thursday. Instead, we'll discuss many of those important topics in my rally on Saturday, January 15th in Arizona. That's what he said. He said, I look forward to seeing our great American patriots in Arizona next week for the big rally to save America. And let me just tell you guys, there's not going to be some big announcement that Trump's going to come out with. I know that you guys think that Trump's going to come back and be named the true president, and he's going to oust the Biden administration. That's the kind of stuff that's making us look like idiots as conservatives. So shut up with that, please. Stop it. And I don't care how mad you get at me. I don't care how mad you get at me for saying something like that. It's not going to happen. Listen, the Democrats have their elections planned through 2060. We can't get over 2020. Guys, you want to make a difference? Overwhelm the ballot box when election time comes. Overwhelm the algorithms. When we come back after the break, I'm going to tell you my plan for securing the elections. I'll tell you what we need to do and how we get past this 2020 debacle. Because trust me, if the news media is running with it, just like I started this show, with the nonsense of them trying to shut us down and trying to separate us and quarantine us and all the, you know, 14 days to flatten the curve. BS. It's all BS. The stuff that you're believing, it's BS. Okay? Just because your buddies believe in it too, or it sounds like a good conspiracy, don't mean it's right. Hey, a lot of people didn't even make resolutions this year, and you know what? I get it, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't still find a way to shake things up, whether it's by switching up your workout routine or going someplace new. Whatever way you challenge yourself this new year, there's no better way to do it than with a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds in your ears. I love these things. Raycon wireless earbuds, the best way to bring audio with you, because no matter how much you shake things up, literally no matter how much you shake, they're not going to fall out of your ears. Their everyday earbuds look, feel, sound better than ever. There's also awareness mode for when you need to listen to your surroundings, so you can take Raycons with you wherever you go. They got those optimized gel tips for the perfect in-ear fit. These earbuds are so comfortable. They're not going to budge. Trust me, I've tried to shake them out of my ear. You can't do it. Raycons offer 8 hours of playtime, 32-hour battery life. They're priced just right. You get the quality audio at half the price of other premium audio brands, and trust me, those things get expensive. It's no wonder Raycons everyday earbuds have over 48,000 five-star reviews. So right now, I'm going to get you 15% off of your Raycon order at buyraycon.com/watchchat. That's buyraycon, RAYCON.com/watchchat. Save 15% on your Raycons. buyraycon.com/watchchat. Let's secure some elections when we come back. So let me just take you guys over to a little website I like to call Prather2022.com. And we've added some things. I want you to visit there, not only to donate, if you can, as you can, but I want you to read some of the issues we've added. We've added trafficking, what I would do about human trafficking in the state of Texas. But election integrity, all right? Everybody's worried about election integrity, and rightfully so. Because, look, there's been meddling in elections, I believe. I can go back to 1958, all right? I can go back to 1958. I think I've got a reasonably good, solid point there to make. When the media started actively getting involved with television on the elections, you remember the Nixon, well, you may not remember, but the Nixon JFK debates, and they kept talking about how Nixon was not looking very confident on camera. He was sweating and these kind of things. There's been meddling in the elections from both sides, and we're not immune to that on the conservative side of things. We're guilty. We're all guilty, and we've meddled in foreign elections too, and foreign nations meddle in our elections. So blah blah blah, it happens. But what I said earlier is true. The left is good at circling the wagons. We're terrible at this thing. We want to talk about how we were robbed. No, I don't know. You don't either. Nobody knows who won the 2020 election. I know Joe Biden didn't get 81 million votes. All right. Now, there were a lot of people who voted against Trump that didn't vote for Biden. But I don't know, okay? I have my suspicions. I have my arguments that are there. But I will tell you this. Based on what I learned in 2020, here's one of the things that I said. As governor, I would push for the following election protocols to ensure a secure election process. One, we should dump the voter rolls. Get a secretary of state. Every state should do this. Have a secretary of state that legally and legislatively dumps the voter rolls. And let's start over. People, oh my God, you renew your driver's license. You renew your passport, all these things. You're lined up for crying out loud to go get a damn COVID test. You could re-register to vote. Let's make sure that we re-register only legal living voters. No computers or voting machines allowed at polling locations. No internet allowed. None whatsoever. Premises must be thoroughly searched before counting starts to ensure there are no hidden boxes of suspect ballots. Officials and buildings are to be surrounded by trusted people for 48 hours or until the count is announced to ensure no strange vehicles turn up with found ballots. Vote secure paper only ballots. One day to vote with government issued photo ID. Absentee only to those with prior proven identity and valid reasons to vote absentee, such as military, first responders, medical, correctional, infrastructure employee, homebound. It must be received by the county at least 3 days prior to election day. Signature matching required on absentee ballots. All ballots kept in open secured area with 24/7 camera, and all counting done in open area with 24/7 camera on all angles. Ballots never out of view. Adjudication is done by teams of all parties and verified by a second team before added to the totals, and again is done on live camera. Live on camera. Voting ends and ballots are collected at midnight, period. No waiting on the Postal Service or late night deliveries. No boxes are pulled out from under tables after observers are sent home. No more electronic poll books with live updates. Voter registration should be complete and in paper poll books at least 2 weeks prior to election. If your 18th birthday, naturalization certificate, felony removal, etc., is within those 2 weeks, tough luck. You got to wait till next time. Create smaller precincts. Votes are counted at the precinct and called into the county clerk. Ballots are collected from the precincts and delivered to the respective county clerks to canvass and full forensic audit. Not a recount and not a limited audit, again, with 24/7 cameras and security. If they insist on the scanners, we insist on publicly available ballot images with an individualized code and tracking. There you go. I just solved the problem. Now go vote. Now go vote. You want to make the changes? Let's make the changes. That's what we got to do. Ah, Howard Stern's got the solution, though. Howard Stern is, he called the unvaccinated effing morons. And look at this guy. Look at this guy. Threatens presidential run to clean up this mess. Here we go. Here we go. He's going to pull a cabinet member and put him on the Sibian. Radio shock jock Howard Stern has been sharing his blunt opinions, COVID-19, how to handle it all along. 67-year-old radio host is offering his services to solve the pandemic while blaming effing morons who remain unvaccinated for prolonging the mess. Yeah, that's what's prolonging it, the people who don't have the blah, blah. I mean, forget soccer stars and footballers that are dropping dead at 25 on the field. He says this is turning into a third world country. I would love to see Howard Stern in an actual third world country. He has no clue what a third world country is. He says, because of the effing morons we have living here. That's you, by the way. That's you if you're unvaccinated. That's me. I don't know how many of you are unvaccinated. I don't care. I said it on a radio show yesterday, Chris. I said yesterday, I'm becoming anti-vax. I'm becoming anti-vax. I really am. I'm seeing too much. I'm seeing too much stuff, dude. I've always been pro-vaccine choice. And I mean, I don't care what you do. But I'm telling you, I'm at a point now where I'm discouraging people. Don't do it. Just don't do it. I don't know what this crap is they're pumping into you. And people's faces are falling off. I mean, it's insane. I mean, I understand. You may have some underlying conditions that you're willing to play the Russian roulette and risk it to lessen the deal. And you know what? COVID may take me out one day. I might go ahead and gain another 200 pounds just to see what happens. But it's just insane. I'm getting to the point now where I'm anti-vax. It's just too much crap. Why are they fighting the information on this thing? You take down the Malone interview, you take down the McCullough interview. I've been texting Peter McCullough, by the way. I'm trying to get him on this show. And he's a busy man. But he's here in Dallas, so never know. But anyway, don't worry. Don't worry. Howard Stern has the answer. He said, Robin Quivers, of course, his sidekick, she said, you were all about freedom until the morons got a hold of the place. He said, now I'm not into freedom. I don't feel good about what's going on in my country. I might have to run just to clean this effing mess up. I could clean it up in 2 seconds, just the way President Biden got us out of Afghanistan. That quick, I'm going to clean things up. Boom, right away. Yeah. Well, let's stay away from that protocol, Howard, okay? God, that freaking nightmare. Hands down to me, the worst thing of 2021 was the Afghanistan debacle. Inauguration Day when Joe Biden, you know, came out of the basement and decided to be president or something. I bet that dude's taking a nap right now. Anyway, I'm going to get into some Biden clips in the next segment, talk about some things. But anyway, can we go to the break now? Let me talk about this. Again, people make a big deal out of New Year's resolutions, but I want you to commit to one right now. Resolve to do something that will help get this country back on track. Not elect Howard Stern, by the way, Support causes and companies that share our values and love this country. I'm proud to partner with Patriot Mobile. They're my friends. I use them. They're the only Christian conservative cell phone provider and want you to use them as well. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as the major carrier, so you get the same great nationwide coverage plus the peace of mind that your money isn't supporting the left. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. More importantly, Patriot Mobile, they share your values and support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Get a free activation with offer code CHAD. I spell it Chad. Veterans and first responders are going to save even more, so make the switch today. Support a company that loves America, loves you, shares your values. PatriotMobile.com/Chad. Use promo code Chad or call them 972-PATRIOT and tell them Chad sent you. Hang tight. We'll be right back. All right. Come on back in here. Let's talk about a couple of things. Get off the rails here for just a second. I want to talk to you about something happy for a change of pace, a flex of mercy in the hand of the too often vestigial long arm of the law. And brace yourselves, because it was a Democrat who showed this mercy. But in order to get to where I want to take you, I want to take you through a little thought experiment for a moment. Now, let's say you've just killed four people. You're standing there with the smoking gun in your hand, grim smile of sadistic satisfaction on your face. That's the last time those folks will question whether or not Gilligan's Island was a good show, whatever reason you killed them. Now you get hauled off to jail, have your day in court, you're found guilty of murder, but you're found guilty of not just one murder, you're found guilty of four murders, right? Because the people in your fair-haired, dewy-eyed state have elected to spend far more taxpayer money than should be necessary on perpetrators of such crimes, you're going to prison for a long time, four times as long as you'd be going if you just killed one of those Gilligan-hating sons of bitches. And they're going to set an example by using you to show all the others. Now, that to me, and probably to you, sounds like the best justice available short of a hanging. But what if you kill those people accidentally? That's exactly what happened in Colorado to a truck driver named Lazaro Aguilera Medeiros after he accidentally killed four people in 2019 when the brakes on his truck failed. Prosecutors in the case argued that he should have pulled onto a nearby runaway truck lane, of which there were several, but that he didn't do so, and he ended up causing this tragedy. So he got a guilty verdict. And because in Colorado, judges are forced to remit mandatory minimum sentences for every guilty verdict, Lazaro was sentenced to 110 years in jail, in the Pokey, the Crowbar Hotel, folks. So our man went way up the river for this. And the other day, Democratic Colorado Governor Jared Polis commuted it, the sentence, he's commuted it down to 10 years. And I say good for him, because the reasoning behind it was both sound and merciful, and because clemency is a power we actually do grant to our governors. Look, did those people deserve to die? No, of course not. I'm sure they loved Gilligan's Island just fine. Does Lazaro deserve to be punished for not following truck driving safety 101 and pulling into a runaway truck lane before it was too late? Maybe. The jury in this case seemed to think so, but locking a man who made a mistake like that for up to 110 years because of mandatory minimum sentencing rules with no interpretational wiggle room is precisely why we give governors the ability to step in the first place. I mean, even Betty White wouldn't have made it out of that sentence. That's probably too soon for a joke like that. Look, I come on this program a lot, and I talk about justice and how it can and often should rain down like a mighty firestorm. I've talked to people on this program whose job has been to bring that firestorm down on others when the country called on them. And make no mistake, I believe in it. Chris, if you think when I'm governor, I'm going to just commute any old prison sentence, you better think again. Think again, people. But that being said, I do believe in mercy as well. So what's the takeaway? Be like Democratic Governor Jared Polis. I can't believe I'm saying those words. Maybe not in literally any other way, but in this one, be like Jared Polis, okay? Look for places in your life where you can show some dadgum mercy to someone who's made or even making a mistake. It doesn't always have to be a throwdown unless, of course, they hate Gilligan's Island, all right? Then shoot them. Still can't get over how they couldn't get off that island, but they were able to make a radio out of coconuts. I don't want to go down that rabbit hole. But that's the deal. Jared Polis, he took 100 years off the sentence. That's the point. And, you know, I look, It's a wild world we're living in. It's a wild world out there, and we definitely need some prison reform. We do need to show some mercy when we can. This is a bad deal. Just yesterday, Greg Abbott here in the state of Texas, at the behest of Joe Biden, he issued for the flags to be flown half staff in memory of Harry Reid. Now, my opponents out there in this political game, they came out pretty hard against that because they didn't believe in Harry Reid. I don't believe in Harry Reid either. Politically, philosophically, I didn't agree with anything Harry Reid did. But they were like, we would never do that. And I was like, at what point in time do we stop with the political barbs and the acerbic exchanges and realize we're still dealing with human beings out here? Whether you agree with them philosophically, politically. I mean, I had a dude just this morning who on social media was ready to come beat me up. I mean, I get this stuff on the daily, right? These people, they want, I'll come to where you are. I'm kick your ass. Relax, Frodo, okay? Don't leave the Shire, Bilbo Baggins. We don't need you getting, you know, hit by a truck. You know, it's a bright world out there. There's a lot of people in it these days. I know you haven't been out of mom's basement in a long time. You can't say that about, we don't even have basements in Texas. That's not relevant. Well, whatever closet you're cloistered in. Just chill, all right? We're human beings. You don't have to go at people just for show a little mercy. Show a little mercy. So I'm like, there's other issues going on. I mean, we've had four suicides in Texas National Guard, Texas Guard members, four suicides in the last weeks. The conditions down on the border are horrendous with our Texas Guard. They're living in little campers and trailers. It's terrible. Where they've got them. Greg Abbott has no idea what he's doing down on the border. None. Another guy over the weekend, over the holiday weekend, accidentally got drunk and shot himself in the head and killed himself. Another National Guardsman or State Guard slit his wrist in his hotel room, and four other guardsmen had to break in and they saved him. Like, that's the kind of stuff we need to be lowering the flags for. I get it. But again, I'm not gonna, you know, kick that on down the road. Oh my gosh! I'll tell you, dude, that I can't agree with. And you're gonna recognize this guy. We're gonna play a clip here, and I want you to just listen to the guy. Okay, play that clip, Chris. Okay, the very first one.
Five million people not vaccinated. And let me be absolutely clear. We have in hand all the vaccines we need to get every American fully vaccinated, including the booster shot.
Yeah.
So there's no excuse. No excuse for anyone being unvaccinated. This continues to be a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
Okay.
So we got to make more progress.
That dude is sitting behind that screen is as fake as this is. Like, that backdrop behind him is a screen, or it's a picture of snow. I mean, this guy's such a phony. I'm supposed to believe this guy? The guy said in the same press conference that it's 2020. We have so many opportunities in 2020. The president of the United States doesn't know what year it is. That's as bad as Trump talking about the airfields in World War One, the airports in World War One. I mean, I'll call that crap out. I don't care who said it. I mean, I understand that occasionally you're going to have a slip of the lip, but damn. Play the next clip.
And for parents with kids too young to be vaccinated, surround your kids with people who are vaccinated.
Okay. That is some Gestapo bullshit right there. Don't hang around. The labeling process is happening, folks. The labeling process, the classification of human beings is happening. We're seeing it between the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. I don't know, Chris. Maybe one day they'll line me up, put me on my knees, and shoot me in the back of the head. I don't know. Maybe we're going to see, you know, I'm just a plight on society by being unblah-blahed. You need to go to chatonblaze.com and get your blah-blah shirt. Don't forget. But Biden had a message to the vaxxed and the unvaxxed. Play that clip.
Those are fully vaccinated, especially those with the booster shots. And by the way, we have booster shots for the whole nation, okay? You can still get COVID.
Yeah, you can get it.
It's highly unlikely, very unlikely. Oh,
it's not highly unlikely.
Ill. And we're seeing COVID-19 cases among vaccinated in workplaces across America, including here at the White House. But if you're vaccinated and boosted, you are highly protected.
All right, hang on right there. Let's stop. Stop right there. Guys. So do you hear the contradictions coming out of his mouth? Like, literally one sentence contradicts the one prior to it. I mean, we got plenty of the boosters and everybody, but people, you can't get it, even though everybody here at the White House is getting it. I mean, that's what he just said. You can't, you got highly unlikely of getting it, even though everybody here at the White House has it. I mean, this is insanity, dude. And people are lapping this up and going, oh, yeah, this is the leader of the free world. I saw a thing yesterday. It said, Biden disapproval ratings at an all-time high. Now, that's a spin. That's a spin. They don't have disapproval ratings. They have approval ratings. The rating should be at an all-time low, but they're trying to still spin it to make it sound like the guy's doing something good. His disapproval ratings are at an all-time high. That's what he's doing right. This guy. Hang tight. We'll be right back. And let's, while we're on that same vein, let's continue on with my favorite press secretary, Jen Psaki. Can we play that clip since you got it loaded up?
Just one more.
Sure.
Since the president didn't take questions from us either today or yesterday, can you tell us whether he can live with a smaller Build Back Better package or a package that doesn't have the child tax credit in it?
Go ahead.
Hey, Jen, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
And since the president didn't take questions from us, we were able to clarify.
They're just going to go at her. Can somebody please get her a hairnet? Get that out of her face. I mean, she cannot stop with that. Weird. Get your hair out of your face. Oh, my gosh. This is what you do. Bam, there it is. It's a Chad Prather show again. That's how you do it. Look at there. I'm like a whole new person now. A whole new person. Oh, my gosh. Did you see, I posted it on my Instagram. I got to read it to you. It's hilarious. It was taken from Twitter where this person, Rosemary Potter, she said, at Glenn Youngkin in Virginia, right? They had all those people stranded on, what was it, I-95? Overnight, freezing temperatures. Hundreds are stranded on I-95 in Virginia for hours. Does Governor Youngkin care? Of course not. Proof Virginia voted for the wrong person for governor. And this guy responded back, said, Youngkin ain't governor yet. Still the other guy. And she responded, thank goodness. Governor Northam has put together teams to clear the highway and take standard stranded drivers food and drinks. He cares. I don't know if that's real or not, but that's dadgum funny. That's dadgum funny. I'll tell you what is real. Not Israel, but Israel. Not Israel, like the nation, but Israel. Israel. Donald Trump Jr. shared my tweet this morning on his Instagram. Follow me on Instagram, at WatchChad. Yeah. I like it when Don Jr. does that. Shows you he cares about the little people. It's a good thing. I think it added like 1,000 new followers to my Instagram. Oh, well, we're moving on up. Okay. We got a TikTok? TikTok me, Chris.
I work from home, and today my boss sent an email saying that the whole team needs to wear masks during our Zoom meetings because one of the employees has a fear of unmasked people. Like, I'm trying to be respectful, but for everyone asking about the email from my boss, here it is.
That dude, he did the exact opposite of masking. He got naked. Like, he's not wearing any clothes. Like, he's doing his TikTok video with no clothes on, but listen, you want to know how you've been brainwashed? If you've ever said the words, it was never meant to be, be able to, it was never meant to stop transmission. If you say stuff like that, you probably, or like you're living with a fear of people on a Zoom call not wearing a mask, you're brainwashed. It's, you're suffering from mass formation psychosis, all right? That's what it's called. Mass formation psychosis. Will that get us banned?
Careful, because that's the new word now. Remember last year it was New World Order?
Oh, is that the deal?
This is the new word for 2022.
Is that the deal?
If
the,
Joe
the
Biden formation? Is listening to this broadcast,
yeah.
Mass psychosis formation.
Mass formation psychosis.
Yeah, that one too. Both of them.
Yeah, but any combination of the words mass formation or psychosis, okay? You can't use those. That's the deal. You can't use those. I tell you, it's insanity to me. This is the real, not only brainwashing, but the mental illness this has created. And I think what astounds me more than anything is the fact that this has always been a reality. Like, people's brains work this way, which is amazing to me, that this is how people's brains work. That they need to be this afraid of something. So I go all the way back to what I said at the beginning of the program. Listen, guys, take your vitamin D, get out in the sun, be around people, swap spit, you know, kiss another person. Come on. 1% fatality rate on this thing. The flu has disappeared. I mean, with so much to look forward to. Omicron has effectively killed all the other variants. You're not dying from it. Get out of line right now. If you're listening to this show and you're sitting in line, you want to go see if you're testing positive. Why? Go home, have some chicken soup, get into bed, watch reruns of the Chad Prather show. Okay. You just stop, pull out of line, get out of line, go home. All right. Build yourself a fire, sit in front of it, chicken noodle soup. Like mom used to give you, okay? And you're going to be just fine. Oh, my gosh. It's pure insanity, and it's got to stop. We got to figure out some other... Let's get some phrases trending, like mass formation psychosis or whatever. Let's come up with some stuff. I want to get banned. I want something that'll be like, I want to be the talk of the town. We got to grow this show somehow. Let's grow this show somehow. Let's tell people that if they get coronavirus, or no, the nasal swab doesn't give you an orgasm. In fact, it makes your pecker fall off. All right? That's a new side effect of getting the COVID. You know what? People would cut their peckers off at this point in time. Like, that's what they would do. These beta male soy boy cucks would cut their peckers off if they thought that, you know, Millicent in the other cubicle that's wearing 17 masks would notice him so he wouldn't seem like a toxic threat anymore. This is where we've gotten to. Don't cut your wieners off, boys, but hang tight. We'll be right back. Talking about that Ralph Northam thing, Virginia, he invoked January 6th. When that's why it took so long to deploy the National Guard to assist the stranded, freezing motorists caught in the snow and ice on I-95. That was the deal. He blamed January 6th. I quit. That's just ridiculous. I got about a minute to promote some things. ChadNude.com. Go sign up for I hope they're keeping 100,000 people subscribe to The Blaze this year. We're going to do it. It's going to make me moderately wealthy. I don't know. Then, of course, The Blaze. Get 20% off with code CHAD20. ChadOnBlaze.com. Go get your stuff. Pure-blooded, F the left, FJB. Lick the toad, if you remember the old... That's how Hunter Biden got off his crack. He was licking the toad. Refused to lick the toad. You'll see. Anyway, check it all out. WatchChad.com is where all the fun stuff is. You can find me out. I'm campaigning all over the state. Going to be in the Woodlands and in Conroe on Monday. Bouncing all over the place, all over the state. Trust me. Prather2022.com. I sure would appreciate some donations, man. We're in the home stretch now as we head into the primary March 1st. Tomorrow's Thursday. We're going to head it into the weekend. And I'm glad to be back, guys. And I love y'all. God bless you. We'll talk to you then. Bye. What's that?